Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Yes, this evening I just want to encourage us in a word from Isaiah 40:31. By now, somebody has already known what we are talking about. Hallelujah. Because that's a common scripture for all of us. Most of us, every Christian has got to know that. What is he saying? He says, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. You are so blessed, child of God. You are so blessed to be at this altar this evening. We live in a world that is in a rush, a world that is going very, very, at a very supersonic speed. I think recently, for those of you who attended Sunday service, one of the Sunday services, we were talking about love, and we were talking about the Good Samaritan. We know that the Good Samaritan was different from the other guys. This is a guy, the Bible says, who fall among his thieves, and these thieves stripped him, and then they beat him and left him for dead, because that's what the enemy does. He strips us of all the things that we have. He strips us of the valuable things. And even in this season, he has been stripping people of the valuable things. When I talk about the valuable things, I'm not only talking about the physical, but even the spiritual. He has been, stripping people. Hallelujah. And when he strips us of things, then he begins to hit us physically. Because you know what? Even him, he does not want to take a blood-stained clothes from us. He first takes the clothes, then he begins to heal. So what happened in this portion of scripture, we all know that there came a priest who was rushing. I don't know whether he was rushing to attend to run a service. He looked at the guy and walked, and just decided to walk on the other side of the road. He pretended he did not see. He was in a rush. Then came a Levite who was also in a rush. Maybe this Levite was the worship leader, you know. The pastor has already gone, and this worship leader, the service has got to start at 11. But then they bypass this past person who is hurt. And how many times have we bypassed people who need Jesus whilst we are going to carry out our own services? And the Bible says that this man came, and for him he paused and stopped and walked toward this man and did what? And treated him. He stopped. Even in the rush, he stopped. Hallelujah. So we are in a hurry. We're in a hurry. People are going to work, shift from shift to shift, and at the end of it all, what is there to show? What is there to show for it? There is nothing to show for it, a child of God. And I think it was Sean who was sharing recently about Mary and Martha, you know, about the distractions of life. The distractions of life. There are many things that distract us, and you know the devil knows how to bring them. He will bring them, and they will look genuine, and they will look, you know. They will look genuine for you to do them. It is, you know, but they are a distraction. They are a distraction from the good thing, the best thing that Jesus Christ talks about, that Mary had found. And you, my friend, have found the good thing. You have found the good thing. We must take each day to wait upon him. And you people, I have seen you throughout this pandemic taking a time out of your day to enter onto an altar like this one, to seek the Lord, to take time to wait on God, you know, to take time to wait on God. And God, once you wait on God, God is not like these buses, not like these things that never comes. He will come for you. He will come through for you. He will reward you. He will reward you. He rewards those who diligently seek him. That is the word. He rewards them. He rewards them. There is a reward. When we take time for God, let me tell you, when you take time for God, God will take time for you. Hallelujah. When you take time for God, God will take time for your situations. Your life will change. He will change your circumstances. Hallelujah. Why? Because he sees you. He sees you. And he sees Christ in you. You have been waiting. You have been waiting. It's not in vain whenever you log on to a line like this one. Let me tell you, if this line was not there, there are some people, some of us would have lost it. You understand? Some of us would have lost it. And I thank God that you have overcome, because getting hold of the phone and calling it looks like easy, but it's not easy. You know, if a person has been failing to go to church, he will also fail to get hold of the phone and call. Do you understand? As easy as it sounds, the line is there. You have money on the phone. You have minutes on the phone. But even calling into a prayer line becomes a mountain. And the easiest thing to do is to call and gossip. You understand? But we thank God that you guys have been diligent. Hallelujah. He says that they that wait, not everybody. This promise is not for everybody. It is for they that wait. Hallelujah. They that what? That wait. They that dedicate themselves to the Lord. That is waiting. He says, the psalmist says in Psalm 55, verse 17, he says, evening and morning and at noon, I utter my complaint and moan, and he hears my voice. When and when? Evening, morning, at noon. Some of us come at midnight. You think he is a deaf God? We are not worshiping a deaf God. He hears. They that wait, he hears. They that are waiting means dedication. Waiting means dedication. Waiting means dedication. And to wait before the Lord, you have got to be arrested by the Holy Spirit. You have got to be detained by him. There's something that detains you in his presence. There's something that shifts you from other things to be in his presence. Hallelujah. We know that men there are many men and women who waited upon the promise. When he says tarry in Jerusalem, do not rush, wait for the promise. Hallelujah. And men and women entered into the upper room. But I can assure you that there were more than they that remained and received. Do you understand? There are more than the people that entered than they that received. You know why? Because they could not wait. They could not take it. Waiting is the most hard thing. He promised, but where is he? This guy went, you know, he went to heaven. He forgot about us. Whatever he told us was a lie. These things of Christianity, where are they? How can I be going through this pandemic? How can I be going through this and this? How can my job be going away from me? How? That's why, my friend, we must pray, especially for people who live alone. People who live alone. Do you understand? For some of us, at least we have got somebody that you can talk to. Do you understand? So the I think today there's a pastor who was found, you know, dead in his house, alone, you know, recently. We don't know whether it's COVID. We haven't known yet, but you know what happened. We don't know. Maybe it was his time, but we don't know. Do you understand? So waiting, my friend, is a gift. Waiting is a fruit of the Spirit. Waiting comes from patience. If you are impatient, you cannot wait. So the Bible says that 120 people waited for 10. No, no. Many people waited for 10 days, but only 120 people were the ones that were found when the Holy Spirit came. You understand? It was for 10 days. 10 days. Are you able to wait for 10 days? Today, you know, today marked 100 days in the lockdown. 100 days. You understand? But in these 100 days, you have no idea how much damage has been, you know, inflicted on people. The damage that has been inflicted on people, we shall see very soon. And it will linger on. It will linger on. We people who are in pastoring, we people who are in counseling, we people who are in coaching, we people who are in all these things, psychiatrists, mental health, there's a lot of work. There's going to be a lot of cleaning up. Do you understand? People have lost the strength. They have lost the strength. You understand? They have lost the strength to live. They have lost the strength to live. They have lost the strength to live. They have lost the internal fortitude. It's not there. The walls have been brought down. Crises do not make people. Crises reveal people. You understand? And this is a moment that many people have been revealed. They have lost it. They have lost the strength to wait. They have lost the strength to wait. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. These guys who did what? Who were detained by the presence of God. The others missed it. And in this season, there are people who are coming, I don't know how to put it. There's a putting down and there's a lifting up. The people who are going to they are lifted up already. They are already lifted up. Do you know why? The people who are being lifted up are those who have been able to wait. They have been able to wait. To wait on the Lord. And as they waited on, as they have been waiting on the Lord, the Holy Spirit has filled them in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the people that I'm talking about. You have waited for you to be on this altar at 100 days. And you haven't given up? My goodness. Do you understand? The people who wait are the people who become still and wait for God. He says, be still and know that I am God. Do you understand? That stillness, waiting for divine action, waiting upon God, is what it means to wait upon Him. Being still. Waiting means to be still. You understand? Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. That's what he says. I will be exalted in you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you understand? Waiting upon the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord. The Lord is our Savior. The word Lord means speaks of our Savior. It speaks of His divinity. Do you understand? Yeah, people, if you wait on other things, they will disappoint you. That's why people have given up, because money has disappointed them. Friends have disappointed them. Now we have got these people, this kind of people. I hope you are not one of them. If you're one of them today, please just resign from that. This kind of people who say, so and so has not, people have not checked on me. People have not checked on me during this time, you know. And the question is, I ask them, have you checked on anybody? Do you understand? If you have not checked on anybody, how do you expect people to check on you? Do you understand? That's how it works. God says, if it's like sowing a seed. If you have not been sowing seeds in other people's lives, there's a way God makes it that you cannot even, people stand like to forget you. So do not complain in this season that so-and-so has not checked on you. How many people have you checked upon? Do you understand? Let us be mature in these moments. There are people who are gonna break off from others just because somebody didn't give them a call. And you ask them, you give me a call. Let us wait on the Lord. Let us wait upon, people will disappoint you, my friend. Money will disappoint you. You understand? It says, those who wait upon the Lord. Who wait upon the Lord. The Lord is our Savior. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Salvation comes from the Lord, the one who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah, child of God. And he says, they shall renew their strength. There is a renewal. There is a revival. A revival. A revival is only for those who have been waiting upon the Lord. If you have not been waiting upon the Lord, do not expect a revival. No, you don't expect a renewal. You are only renewed in His presence. You cannot be renewed out of His presence. Hallelujah. And when he talks about strength, he's talking about physical strength. Number one, physical strength. Your physical strength will be renewed, and that's why Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do some things, no, but all things through what? Through Him who does what? Who strengthens me. When does He strengthen you? He strengthens you when you are in a place of prayer, when you are in a place of waiting upon Him, not in a place of binging on Netflix, not in a place of binging on all those these other shows, and not even reading a word, not even entering into a prayer meeting. You cannot be renewed if you are not in His presence. And if you're not being renewed in His presence, there's something else that's renewing you. And whatever it is not good. You understand? They shall do what? They shall renew their strength, their physical strength. They will be able to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That strength, my friend, comes from waiting before God in prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Number two, He gives you personal strength. Personal strength. It says in Isaiah 41 verse 10, it says, fear not. Why? For I am with you. I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Your God. Personal God. It is personal. I am your God. I am your God. Let me tell you, he's all our God, but there's a level that goes to deeper. Level that goes deeper. Do you understand? Where you know Him better than other people. They that wait on Him. He says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The right hand of God, my friend, is upon you because you have been waiting. Do you understand? And He gives powerful strength. Powerful strength. Powerful strength. Powerful strength, which He speaks about in Ephesians. Paul speaks about it in Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Ephesians 3, verse 16. Says that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with the power. Strengthened with the power. That means some people can be strengthened with other things. You can be strengthened with weakness. If you are not in the presence of God, you will be strengthened with weakness. Just think about it. We are only strengthened with power when we are in His presence through His Spirit in our inner man, in our inner being, in your inner being, in your inner being. Let me tell you, that's where the battle is. The battle is in our inner being, on the inside. Hallelujah. The inner campus is dead for some people. The inner campus can only be alive if you have been waiting upon the Lord. Then that campus will be alive and working, and it will lead you to where you need to go. But if you haven't been in the presence of God, let me tell you, there's negative forces that will fix you and fill you with weakness. But thank God, child of God, you have been refilling. You have been coming to the petrol station. You have been coming to the filling station of the Lord. And you are filled on the inside. You are strong on the inside. Do you understand? And if the devil cannot get on your inside, he will never defeat you. He will never defeat you as long as he cannot get into your heart, to your internal being. And that's where the strengthening comes from for those who wait upon the Lord. We are strengthened on the inside. You understand? Paul says, although we are perishing on the outside, yet on our inner man is being renewed every day. How is it being renewed? Because we are in His presence. Do you understand? We are in His presence. And when you are in His presence, there's a promise. There's a promise. He says, there's a promise of power. That power comes under your wings and comes under your arms and causes you to rise up above the situations, to rise up. He says, you shall mount up as wings of eagles, as wings of eagles. You begin to fly, you begin to overcome, you begin to be victorious, you begin to be successful. You cannot fly if you do not have the Spirit of God. You understand? You will continue to scratch with the chickens, yet you are meant to be flying with the eagles. Did you hear that? It is only the power of God, the power of God that gets under the wings of our sails and pushes us up, that we begin to soar. What was a mountain, what you were looking up and it was above you, because you are soaring in the spirit, it is now below you. It becomes flat. Every mountain becomes flat. You have flown, all of you. I want to suppose that none of you swam into the UK. You know, somehow we must have come by air. And if you were in the air, in the aeroplane, you know what you see. Everything is like flat. Why? Because you are above. You are above. Right now you are above because you have been waiting upon the Lord. You are not above because everything is right. You are not above because there's too much money on your bank account. You are not above just because everything is, you know, is answering to you. No, you are above because there is wind. There is a wind under your sails that is keeping you afloat right now. It says they shall mount up with wings as eagles. That is the power of God. Then out of waiting for God, he promises persistence. Persistence. I think it is one of my daughter's, our sister Siobhan, who was sharing about persistence. You cannot be persistent if you have not been waiting in the Lord, on the Lord. He says you will run and not be weary. Run and not be weary. Did you know that this life is a race? Life is a race. Life is a race. If you do not have the power of God in you, you will fail. You will fail. Strength to do his work comes from him. Being able to work overtime, for some of us who work overtime, it comes from him. Whatever you are doing comes from him. The strength that he infuses in you causes you to outrun the others. When others are still panting and gasping for air, for you are keeping on, they wonder what is happening to you, because he turbocharges you. The Lord turbocharges you. Inside you is like you have a turbo engine. You outrun the others. You run and you will not be weary. He says that you will walk and you will not faint. Do you understand? Because you have been going forth to the presence of the Lord, and he has been infusing you with his power. He has been infusing you with his anointing oil. Hallelujah. All these come as a result of waiting upon the Lord. Our forefather Jacob did so. Our forefather Jacob went and waited on the Lord and prayed all night. And that experience changed his name. His name and his life were changed forever. Can I tell you, can I prophesy to you this evening that your name and your life are being forever changed because you have been waiting upon the Lord. I said, your name and your life have been changed. Not they are being changed. No, they have been changed. You have been changed. You have no idea how much you have changed, but you will begin to see it. Just like I said, those who have been not waiting upon the Lord, we are about to see the repercussions of the negative effects of this pandemic. But for those who have been waiting upon the Lord like you, we are about to see the positive effects out of this. You are about to see them. There's about to be a ripple effect of blessings, a ripple effect. Your name has changed. Your status quo has changed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Wait on God. Wait on God, child of God. Continue waiting upon him. Do not be in a hurry to get out of his presence. Do not be in a hurry. It is just easy. Get off the phone like you've been doing. Keep on calling in and listening in and praying one word, praying two words, and he will be with you. He will be with you. He will be with you. By doing this, you will be finding God's will for your life. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and they shall not be weary. And they shall walk and they shall not faint. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the praise.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.